Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 19, 2021. Everything came out of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is considered the center of the world, the eternal city. It was founded by King David as the capital of the kingdom of Judah, and it is the capital of Israel today. Jerusalem is mentioned 800 times in the Tanakh, which means it is given great importance in all three major world religions and especially in Judaism. Jerusalem is considered an eternal city despite the fact that it has been destroyed and conquered by invaders several times over the course of history. Today, Jerusalem is at the very center of controversy for the entire world. Why is the attention of the world focused on this tiny piece of land? The spiritual world, as well as the material world, must have a center. It was once believed that the center of the universe was the sun, around which everything revolves. And this is actually the case if you look at our solar system from the point of view of astronomy. And in the human system, everything emerged from Jerusalem, even though Jerusalem existed as a small settlement even before Jews came to the land of Israel. They conquered the land by defeating seven other nations that lived on it, and they populated the place according to instructions from above. Since then, Jerusalem has belonged to Israel. Jerusalem is a special place that is the heart of Israel. It did not immediately become a central city. There were several other such places before it. But after a while, Jerusalem became the most important center and received the names City of Peace, City of David, Perfect City. And since then, it has been proclaimed as the capital of Israel forever. Why did King David choose this particular location for the capital of his kingdom? It is the place where the spiritual and material centers of the world come together. That is why people are so attracted to this point and many feel special phenomena in it. Even today, many tourists who come to visit Jerusalem say that it has a special glow, an unusual feeling of certain vibrations. There is even such a phenomenon in psychiatry as the Jerusalem syndrome, in which a person begins to imagine himself as a historical character from the Tanakh and forgets who he really is. If we could look at Jerusalem from the inside, as if through an X-ray, we would see that it contains many spiritual properties. The Temple Mount, Mount Scopus, the city walls, etc. We would see the special atmosphere that reigns in every corner of Jerusalem. Every smallest fragment of this city bears the imprint of a special spiritual quality. These symbols have existed in Jerusalem for thousands of years, but for us, they have become familiar and commonplace. On the other hand, we must understand that the main thing is not the thousand-year-old walls, but the people who look at Jerusalem. It is the people who must give a special spirit to this city, the correct spiritual symbols. Because on one hand, Jerusalem is called the City of Peace, and on the other hand, it is constantly torn by strife and wars, so it is not clear how to bring it to perfection and peace. We still have a lot of work to do in order to understand what Jerusalem is and what needs to be done to make it whole and perfect. Jerusalem is not only a city of peace but also a city of perfection and integrity. How can we bring it to a state where the ten spiritual sephirot would unite with the soil of this world, that is, so that the end of correction would come? For this, we study the science of Kabbalah and strive to reach the state where this will happen. We ourselves must become whole and perfect. It is thanks to the people who live in this city and achieve unification of everyone, all races and nationalities, that it will become the City of Peace, the perfect city. To do this, we need to learn how we can create such a form of humanity where all people will be united by good, correct, friendly ties to the full extent. Then we will understand the power that is contained in this city. The more we unite together, the more we will reveal the power hidden in Jerusalem. Then it will be a perfect city. From Cab TV's The Peace, May 25, 2021. When does the need for Torah arise? Question. After leaving Egypt, the people approached Mount Sinai to receive the Torah, spiritual instruction. Why did they not need it up to this point? Answer: because a person develops like a small child. He does not need instructions for the first years of his life. Later we begin to teach him. He paints pictures, everything is shown and explained to him, and he is taught in school. That is, he must gradually be included in society in the correct form. Comment: but a demand arose among the people, give us such a system so we will stop hating each other. My response: we are talking about a ripe nation that has gone through a great deal of suffering and realized that if they are not connected with each other, then the force that influences them will affect them negatively. After all, a nation that is not united is forcibly dividing this force, and it manifests itself in contradiction in each one toward the others. Naturally, everyone will suffer. So, they demanded instruction. After receiving it, they began to move on and wandered in the desert for 40 years until the generation died that knew what it was like to be enslaved, meaning, to be in one's egoistic desires that you indulge in that seem necessary and good. Work for your egoism and you will be fine. That generation had to die, that is, completely abandon the use of egoism for one's own sake. Now, as we approach the last generation, this should work in us. We must realize that we have no other path than to rise above egoism in positive union with one another. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, May 19, 2021. Hellenization of the Jews. Comment: a person has such desires, which in Kabbalah are called Yevanim, which means Greeks. My response: the Greeks, Yevanim, Mityavnim, are those people who want to materialize their aspirations for the upper world. They do not understand spirituality without any totems, some signs of stone, wood, etc. This is how all religions gradually arose. Since then, the Jewish religion has changed a lot. After it, Christianity and Islam appeared. Question: do you consider this a natural process? Was this supposed to happen? Answer: yes. Once people lost such a leader as Moses, they broke away from a clear aspiration for the spirit and began to see it in wooden stones. Many branches of true Judaism appeared. This is how the Hellenization of hundreds of thousands of Jews took place. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, January 21, 2021. In compliance with the Land of Israel. Question: in the article The Last Generation, Baal HaSulam writes that although this land is given to the people of Israel after 2,000 years of exile, it is possible that the Creator, nature, will again take it from us, if we do not conform with it. Does it mean that we are given a certain period of time to correct ourselves? What period of time are we talking about? Answer: I cannot say for sure, but it is possibly a limited period of time, and it is quite short. We need to start working on ourselves, on our compliance with the Land of Israel, about which, by the way, it is written in our laws, what kind of land this is, how to treat it, what kind of people should live here. Namely, Jews. That is, Jews must change their intentions and desires from reception to bestowal. If they work on themselves in this way, they can continue to live on this land and enjoy its fruits. But if this does not happen, then the land, as it is written, will vomit out its inhabitants. Question: indeed, the last exile lasted 2,000 years, a long period of time. Why did it take so many years? Answer: the thing is that we need to understand how we exist, what kind of exile it is, and what it means to exit out of it, just like out of Egypt. First of all, we need to understand the exile itself, what it is, and only then we can be ready for it. In fact, we are still in exile today. We are not considered to exist in the Land of Israel because it symbolizes the desire that is directed to the Creator, and our desires are not yet directed to Him. On the contrary, we are in the opposite state. Question: Is the fact that the people of Israel exist here for more than 70 years just a sign, a symbol of something? Answer: it does not mean anything special. This, of course, is a symbol, but for certain it is not yet a spiritual definition of the state of the people and the land. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, January 21, 2021.